Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 19th of December, recording at 9:09, 9:10 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights, and my goodness, there was a bit of drama in here today. The big story was a colossal and naive monetary blunder by the Bank of Thailand, causing the Thai SET stock market index to plunge, testing its June low, before recovering part of that decline. And judging from the close of ANW, that's the Aberdeen New Thai Fund, which was down on the day, but way off the lows and closing on the highs of the day, because the Thai Central Bank, within 24 hours, rescinded its move that had so upset the stock market. So judging from that, I would expect Thailand to score some decent gains tomorrow. Elsewhere, that really sort of unsettled the Asian stock markets generally, although a number of them closed well off their lows, and the China A-shares didn't even blink. They just continued to move higher. And European stock markets, they closed down here today, as did most of the Asian ones, of course. Wall Street stayed down for most of the day and then pushed up, at least the Dow and the S&P, not the NASDAQ, and pushed up at about 7 o'clock and closed with gains over the last 2 hours. Government bonds slightly easier, particularly in particularly the European government bonds, Eurobunds, and the U.S. dollar. This was interesting because it's been enjoying a technical rally ever since that upward dynamic near the lows, and it got thumped in here today. For instance, the pound is up 2 cents, 207 to be precise, at 196.85. The euro is up nearly a cent. The dollar index is down 55 ticks. So dynamics all around suggesting that the dollar's rally has at minimum reached a pause point, and probably, quite possibly, the end of the run. And precious metals, silver, having bungee jumped over two consecutive days, moved down lower today and then closed with some decent gains. For instance, we saw a low of 1244. That's on the March contract. Excuse me. And then it rallied to 1285 before closing at, is currently trading at 1278.5. Platinum, which had drifted down to a lateral support near 1100, that closed strongly, currently up 23.9 dollars. They were all up in here, and gold bullion currently up 660. Now, dollar obviously a major factor there. Industrial metals mixed with maybe a few more down than up, but nothing big in here today. Grains and beans a little bit steadier. Okay, what about these stock markets overall? Well, remember the Wall Street leash effect. As long as Wall Street is steady to rising, and that is the case today, then that augurs well for most other markets. But, you know, these have been nervous times recently. The volatility's picked up a little bit. We've seen somewhat larger reactions, and that certainly continued today, thanks to the Thai action. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see a bounce back here tomorrow by most stock market indices. And overall, I don't think we've seen the last of the so-called Santa Claus rally. And while people are nervous, there are a lot of nervous but fully invested bulls I beg your pardon. There are a lot of fully invested bears, I meant to say. In other words, you take sentiment readings. A lot of people are very cautious, nervous, so on. But I look at the background of the liquidity. I look at the trends for most of these stock market indices. And I don't think there's a serious risk in here right now. But we have to watch the government bonds. Those yields have edged up, as you know, not seriously. They've edged up the most against UK gilts, but that's not going to where another interest rate hike is for sure is expected. But that's not going to break the back of the fixed interest market here. The U.S. Treasuries will be more important, and I notice JGBs have firmed up here again. Now, elsewhere, I do think the dollar, this is important action here. I would tend to back this dynamic because the dollar ran into trouble near initial resistance points. And really, what we'd need is a countermanding move. In other words, the dollar would have to take out what were effectively yesterday's highs to indicate that it could rally a bit further in here. And my hunch, I've been looking for a bit of a short covering rally, and I wouldn't be surprised if the dollar doesn't range around and go lower. But I'll take my cue from the charts, of course, continue to take my cue from the charts, which is what I've been doing all along. And precious metals, well, I'm annoyed with myself for letting so much silver profit slip through my fingers, especially when the clues were there in the form of that key by the silver chart right at the high. It was a small key, and it didn't get much follow-through initially. And the big upward dynamic that the US dollar got on its recent lows, those were two very, very clear warning signs which should have encouraged me to jam my stops up. And I would have taken, on average, close to another dollar out of the market rather than give it all back. But I've been buying in here today, and I think silver's awfully cheap. I think all these precious metals are in accumulation zones. But it may be tricky in terms of the environment here for a while longer, because the bottom line is that sentiment is what drives these markets, and not enough investors are fearing inflation at the moment. And really, people have been so focused on the US housing market story and US slowdown and potential knock-on effect. You know my view. I maintain that the US economy is in for a soft landing. And a lot of people were hoping that Bernanke would be cutting interest rates. And I don't think there's any chance of that anytime soon. I think Bernanke would like to keep rates on hold for all of 2007, and he may actually be able to do that. And that's not an environment that will break the back of stock markets, clearly, although I expect maybe a bit more volatility. We had plenty of volatility in mid-year this year, and I think that type of reaction, it will be a risk going forward, but it's not an immediate risk. And here, that's the important thing. And the seasonality factors for the first quarter are certainly quite favorable, and they're favorable for the year as a whole overall. So we need to watch the bond yields. We need to watch the oil price. We need to watch the dollar for possibly a too rapid descent. Those are all things that could unsettle the stock market. And then there are always the exogenous events such as this central bank move in Thailand, which really is quite farcical. I hope no subscribers were too traumatized by it. I mean, my view overall on Thailand, it's cheap as chips on valuations, but value stories can remain value stories for quite some time. Those of us who have long positions, and I have a long position in Thailand, it's by no means my favorite market there, but I like the value play. I think it has eventual catch-up potential, not while there are all these question marks hanging over the government, concerns about governance, in other words. But meanwhile, we're compensated with a yield on the SET index. It's currently over 5%. So, I'm not going to lose much sleep over that. And what else to mention? Commodities. I think they'll remain generally firm, but probably we won't see the best of the commodity action, and that will include precious metals until central banks are cutting interest rates once again. When I talk about the best of the action, that doesn't mean that some of them won't do quite well. In here, I expect most of the surprises will continue to be on the upside in the commodity markets. But what I'm saying, and it's a point that Donald Cox has been made, and I agree with this strongly, that it may require short-term interest rates to be coming down before we really see certainly those commodity shares take off in a big way. We will see. It'll be exciting, interesting. And I will be here through Friday, writing and broadcasting. Owen's only in part of tomorrow before doing a big roundtable discussion for Bloomberg, and then he's off for the Christmas holidays. But I will be here through the week and look forward to commenting further. Meanwhile, all the best.